Welcome to Vinyl Dialogues, a show normally hosted by Dick Keenan, but he's taken the day off, and so this is Jerry Osborne, and I'm going to fill in 2 hours playing only the music of two different topics. In the first hour, all of the tunes will be about school, and with most people, when they finish school, next on their horizon would be getting a job. And so our second hour will be all about working, in one way or another. And so we're off and running, because we know you don't want to be late for school, and the perfect song to open the show would be School Day by Chuck Berry.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass, working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell, the cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat, you're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books, keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat, down the hall and into the street, up to the corner and round the bend, right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot, you gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance, all day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe, something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance, all day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe, round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll, deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold, rock, rock, rock and roll, feeling is there, body and soul.
Class gets underway with the late great Chuck Berry and School Day. Now here comes Ricky Nelson, and he's sitting in class wondering if he's ever going to get out of this joint.
I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. I throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. My school cow baby gonna taste some news. You sure look good in the baby doll shoe. Well, it's a 1, 2, I put up a shoe. A 3, 4, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. Throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. The school cow baby gonna taste some news. You sure look good in them baby doll shoes. Well, it's a 1, 2, I pull up your shoes. A 3, 4, get out on the floor. A 5, 6, come get your kicks down on the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Well, let's go now. Well, it's a 1, 2. 2, I pull up your shoes. 3, 4, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. You gotta move. Start rocking, baby, rockin', rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night, just wait and see, yeah.
The wonderful class of school songs continues with Larry Williams from 1956, and Everything Is Cool at the High School Dance.
Just one more dance with you before the night is through. We'll dance and dream like other lovers do at our high school dance. Just put your cheek to mine and let me know you love me all the time. And always I'll remember you were mine at our high school dance. What made the hours disappear? What made the time go so fast? Oh, when I found my love at last, and now the dance is through. But love has just begun for me and you. We won't forget the world we met so new at our high school dance.
Larry Williams on KPTZ with me, the teacher, Jerry Osborne. And as much as I know you love being in class, I know you're looking forward to a little vacation too. Come on, Connie, spell it for us.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. In the summer sun. Put away the books, we're out of school. The weather's warm, but we'll play it cool. We're on vacation, having lots of fun.
Vacation.
Now let's slide back from the summer of 63 to the summer of 58, and Warner Mack, accompanied by the always fantastic Anita Kerr Singers, and a tune written by John D. Loudermilk about how it feels at the end of summer when one of the couple has to go away to school.
Going away, back to school.
There you go, into the night. I wait till your train has pulled out of sight. Then silence proves to be so cruel. You're going away to school.
Back to school.
Memories starting, teardrops begin, remembering when I held you tight. I cry it till I feel like a fool. You're going away to school. When you get there, you'll meet fellows so nice. Naturally, they'll want a day. But darling, I trust you, 'cause my love grows stronger the longer I wait. My everything stops till next spring. Then will our dream turn into real? But now is now. I'm easy to fool. You're going away to school. My everything stops till next spring. Then will our dream turn into real? But now is now. Gee, I'm easy to fool.
I love the line in there where he says, "My everything stops until next spring." Now, the man who kicks the piano stool out from under himself, and that would be Jerry Lee Lewis, who is a rockin' and a boppin' at the high school hop.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar? All the cats are at the high school rockin'. Honey, get your boppin' shoes, for the jukebox blows the fuse. Hey, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop.
Well, bopping at the high school hop, aching at the high school hop. Hopping at the high school hop, rocking at the high school hop.
Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping,
bopping at the high school hop.
Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and alive. Well, bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! I'm gonna give you some good news. Look at here, sweet mama left a burn off of my shoe. Hey, my heart can beat the rhythm and my soul is singing the blue. Well, I'm popping at the high school hop. Popping at the high school hop. Jumping at the high school hop. Been rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go! Woo! Hey, bobbing at the high school hop. the high school hop.
The title of the record is High School Confidential. He never says that in the lyrics, but that was the name of the movie, and that's the reason for that. Now we have Bobby Rydell, who attends a swinging school, and he majors in chicks and kicks.
Chicks, ah! Kicks, ah! Cats, ah! Cool, ah! A school, ah! Yeah, 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 I go with swinging school.
La, 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 la.
Oh, where the chicks are kicks and the cats are cool.
That's Bobby Rydell and a swinging school. In 1959 came a truly distinctive record, one unlike any other, because they made 29 different versions of pretty much the same song, but each version was dedicated to the high schools in a different area of the country. Now, because we are where we are, I'm going to play the one that was made for the Seattle area, and the high schools that are mentioned are names that I'm sure will be familiar to many of you. Tommy Fassenda and High School USA.
High School USA.
I think I just said that.
Kid that could ever be. They come from Ballard, Cleveland, Jefferson, Roosevelt High and Washington, West Seattle and Sunnyside, North Central and Lincoln High, Stadium Grant and Blanchard too. Well, I want to do the high school vibe with you. Yeah, yeah! Well, come Saturday morning, they were still going strong. They've been rockin' and rollin' all night long.
High School USA.
No time to study on their ABCs.
High School USA.
They're getting their lessons on the birds and the bees.
High School USA.
Yeah, all across the floor they are doing the hop. Everybody doing that a high school bop. They come from Franklin High and Madison, David Douglas and Bremerton, Rogers, Benson, Sunnyside, Queen Anne and Garfield High, Highline Wilson, Shoreline too. Well, I want to do the high school bop with you. That was Lincoln High and Longview, Benson, South and Franklin too, Roosevelt and Pendleton, West Seattle and Jefferson, North Central, Rogers too. Well, I want to do the high school bop with you. Uh-huh.
High School USA.
Look out!
Though it is true that Tommy Fassenda was a one-hit wonder with High School USA, I think he gets a pass on a technicality because he did have 29 different hit versions of the same song, and they were all titled High School USA. Right here on KPTZ 91.9, now the class of school songs turns to the brother and sister combination of April Stevens and Nino Tempo when they concealed the fact that they were actually related so that they could be high school sweethearts.
La-da.
High school sweetheart, I'm so happy that I found you. Always want my arms around you.
Kiss me once again.
I will, I will, I will. High school baby, promise me you'll never go.
Kiss me once again. You've got
what have I got?
What other fellas have not?
What have I got that other fellas haven't got?
Your kiss has that certain zing that makes me tingle.
High school. So lucky that you love me too. And someday I hope we say
kiss me once again. You've got
what have I got?
What all the fellas have not.
What have I got that other fellas haven't got?
Your kiss has that certain zing. It makes me tingle.
High school, sweet.
La da de, da da.
I'm so lucky that you love me too.
La da
de, and someday I hope we say
kiss me
I do.
Once again.
I will, I will.
Kiss me once again.
I will, I will.
Kiss me once.
A couple of the nicest people that I've ever dealt with, April Stevens and Nino Tempo, and that one's from 1960, High School Sweetheart. Now, get ready for some fuel-injected rock and roll with Gene Summers. Better sign up early because classes are filling fast at the School of Rock and Roll.
Cause a man alive should don't pretend to make a mark. Well, at this here school, all you learn to do is rock. Well, they rock on the blackboard, they rock on the desk. The rocking on work is the what they love the best. The school of rock and roll session all year long.
No one in the School of Rock and Roll wants to see classes come to an end. is way too much fun, as is all of the music we're playing from the class of school songs. And here's a great one from Gene Vincent, who likes walking his baby home from school.
Walking, 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 ah. Walking, 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 ah.
Step by step, street by street, talking to all the friends we meet. Step by step, street by street, talking to all the friends we meet. Honey, won't you tell me, baby, we can meet again. It's been such fun walking home from school with you. Baby, I have to let you know, oh, honey, how I love you so. Oh, it's been such fun walking home from school. Talking to all the friends you meet.
I do hope that the class of school songs is as much fun for you as it is for me. And you're getting it all right here on 91.9 KPTZ. And so we go from walking back and forth to school, which was a fairly common way to get there back in those days, to another one of the alternatives, which was to take the school bus. And as we hear from Wynn Stewart, there could have been a little hanky-panky going on inside that school bus.
Every school day morning, I can't hardly wait to meet my baby along about 8. She's waiting on the school bus for me. First in line to get on her bus, she's got a seat saved just for us. And that's when we start our school bus love affair. Now when the school bell rings, we walk through the door. That's one thing that makes me sore. I don't see my baby no more. A quarter till 4 on the school bus, taking us home. I'm so happy though we're not alone. I'm satisfied with the school bus love affair. Now when the school bell rings, we walk through. That's one thing that makes me sore. Cause I don't see my baby no more. Till almost a quarter till 4 on the school bus taking us home. And I'm so happy though we're not alone. I'll be satisfied with the school bus love affair.
KPTZ Port Townsend.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
No more books and studies. Now I can stay out late with my buddies. I can do the things that I want to do. Cause all my
Gary U.S. Bonds and School Is Out. Not many artists had consecutive school songs, but U.S. Bonds did. And the logical follow-up to School Is Out would be School Is In.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Now I'm so glad that school is in. Now I can see my old classmates again. I work as slave the summer through, doing the thing my mother told me to do. I wash the dishes and scrub the floor.
Two in a row from the class of school songs, both from 1961, School Is Out and School Is In. Somewhere along the way, it must be time for graduation, and here with that information are the Fleetwoods.
Well, da-dum, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Great group they were, Gretchen, Barbara, and Gary, the Fleetwoods. And yes, I'm here, Jerry Osborne, subbing in for Dick Keenan and the Vinyl Dialogue Show. And I'm not alone, because here is Gretchen Christopher of the Fleetwoods.
Hi, this is Gretchen Christopher of the Fleetwoods.
Dooby-doo-dum-dum, KPTZ in Port Townsend.
Every so often, a student gets lucky and ends up with a teacher who's just super cool. And that's what the kids all thought about Abigail Beecher, the history teacher.
Hey, everybody get out of the street now. I hear the roar of an X-train now. Soft sweater and ponytail, and a cop on the corner is turning pale. Woo! It's Abigail Beecher, our history teacher. All the kids are just crazy about her. Central High would be dragged without her. She knows the history.
old singer. Woo! It's Abigail Beecher, our history teacher. Woo! History class is getting bigger and bigger.
No one but Freddie Cannon sounded like Freddie Cannon, that's for sure. Especially with his trademark, whoo! From Central High and Abigail Beecher to Jan and Dean, who are well aware of the new girl in school.
Papa do-ron-de-ron-de, do-ron-de-ron-de, do-ron-de-ron-de.
I got it bad for the new girl in school. The guys are flipping, but I'm playing it cool. Everybody's passing notes in class. They really dig her now, she's such a gas. The chicks are jealous of the new girl.
The chicks are jealous of the new girl.
They put her down and they treat her so
down.
But the guys are going out.
She's
the finest chick you'll ever find.
Papa do run de run de do run de run de do run de run de.
A drag till she transferred here.
Jan and Dean from 1965, and they got it bad for the new girl in school. And this is Jerry Osborne right here on KPTZ, so happy to have you along for the ride, which now takes us to a little activity after school, as told by Randy Starr in his hit from 1957.
After school, after school.
Yesterday I waited for you at the corner candy store, the way I always do.
After school.
The hours passed, the gang went home, and I was left there all alone, waiting just for you. After school, waiting for you. Am I a fool to wait for you the way I do after school?
After school.
I wondered if it could could be true that you had found somebody new to take the place I've known.
After school,
finally it got so late, I saw I was a fool to wait, so I walked home alone. After school, waiting for you, am I a fool to wait for you the way I do? After school,
after school,
here I am just like before, I'm waiting at the candy store the way I always do.
After school,
will it be him, will it be me? I'm wondering who it will be, walking home with you. After school, waiting for you, am I
Star and After School. So what's a good thing to do after school? How about hanging out on the football field and watching the cheerleaders shake their pom-poms?
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away! Get
so
that ball and fight!
To your school. For football and track, I'm proud to wear it now. When I cruise around the other parts of the town, I got my decal and badge. So be true to your school. On the football game, and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now, and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school.
Little tune from the Beach Boys from 1963, and be true to your school. And you're having all this fun and merriment right here on KPTZ 91.9 in Port Townsend. Now here's yet another great song from the Class of School Songs, this time by Sonny James, and it's amazing how the talk can circulate quickly around the school.
Talk of the school, talk of the school.
We were going steady till he came along. Since the day you met him, everything's gone wrong. In love's game, you've broken every rule. Oh, it's the talk of the school,
talk of the school.
You said you couldn't go with me to the senior dance, but later on you showed up with your brand new romance. How could you treat me so cruel? Oh, it's the talk of the school,
talk of the school. A lot of talking, a lot of here I'm talking, everybody's talking.
Bum, 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 bum. even though you've hurt me, pushed me aside, you could come back to me anytime you try. Everybody knows I'm just a fool over you. It's the talk of the school,
talk of the school,
oh, 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 oh.
Talk of the school.
Oh, oh, oh.
This fun-filled hour of school songs continues with Cliff Richard, and he's got a little gig after school.
Working after school, I can't go dancing with you. Working after school, won't be romancing with you. Saving up my money to buy a ring for you. Working after school, no time to kiss you, baby. Every afternoon, I really miss you, baby. I want you to know it, because my love is true. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have time to be together. I will hold you tightly, and you'll be mine forever. Forever mine, forever. Working after school, each moment thinking of you. Working after school, and all the time I love you. Working toward the future that I will share with you. I can't go dancing with you, won't be romancing with you. Saving up my money to buy a ring for you. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have time to be together. I will hold you tightly, and you'll be mine forever. Forever mine, forever. Working after school, moment thinking of you. Working after school, and all the time I loved you. Working toward the future that I will share with you. Working toward the future that I will share with you.
Working after school, and that features some pretty nifty guitar work, doesn't it? From 1957, this was a top 10 hit all over the country from Timmy Rogers, Back to School Again.
Again.
Summer is over and it's back to school again from Timmy Rogers. This is Jerry Osborne sitting in for Dick Keenan, and the name of the show is Vinyl Dialogues on KPTZ, my favorite radio station. And here's a school song from Mr. Fats Domino. I don't know if he's the parent or the babysitter, but one way or another, we gotta wake up that little sleepyhead or she'll be tardy.
Hey, little school girl, wake up, sleepyhead. Come on, little darling, get up out of that bed. The school bell is ringing, vacation time is gone. No more watching a late show from now on. No more calling Tom and Judy on the telephone. No more going out swimming. Vacation time is gone. Hey, little school girl, your time is all for sure. The tardy bell will catch you. Hurry all you, because the school bell is ringing, vacation time is gone. No more watching the late show from now on.
Earlier we heard Abigail Beecher by Freddie Cannon. Well, he had one other school song that we want to get in here, and the title is June, July, and August, which of course means it's vacation time. Time to empty out the lockers, gonna bury all the books, gonna shout, school is out, no more teachers' dirty looks. Woo! June, July, and August. Now it's your turn, Freddie.
Gonna empty out the lockers, gonna bury all the books, gonna shout, school's out, no more teachers' dirty looks. Woo!
Good times roll, and we're going to leave it with the Cardigans, and Your Graduation Means Goodbye.
Now I'll be far, I'll on you fast, so my love will last. Your graduation means goodbye. What you need with just a sigh. I'll be blue. I'll always love you. So your graduation means goodbye. Your graduation means goodbye. I watch me with just a sigh. I'll be sad. I'll be blue. I'll always love you. Though your graduation means goodbye. Your graduation means goodbye.
You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you by
KPTZ.
Brought to you by
Radio Port Townsend.
Brought to you by RADI. Oh.
If you've been working like a dog, then the class of work songs is just for you.
It's been a hard
one of the biggest selling work records of all time, A Hard Day's Night from the Beatles. And this is Jerry Osborne right here on KPTZ, and I'm already having a great time with the work songs, one work song right after the other. So let's keep that going with Jim Croce. And he has a good gig at the car wash, but he's not all that excited about it.
Well, I had just got out from the county prison doing 90 days for non-support. Tried to find me an executive position, but no matter how smooth I talk, they wouldn't listen to the fact that I was a genius. The man said we got all that we can use. Now
secretary saying, hey now mama, come on over here. Must get them stuck here, rub on these fenders with a rag, and walking home in soggy old shoes. We're damn steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. You know a man of my ability, he should be smoking on a big cigar. But till I get myself straight, I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit to rub on these cars. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You might not believe it is true, but working at this end on Niagara Falls is an undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini and in my highbrow society news. Cause I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues.
Hit music from Jim Croce, 1974, Working at the Car Wash Blues. And in case you're wondering, yes, it was a lot of work working on the class of work songs. And here's one I just had to play because it's about a guy who quit his job at the car wash to pick up a guitar and then try to make a living picking and grinning.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. Swinging a little guitar, man. Yeah, yeah.
It could easily be said that as a young man, Elvis and his guitar toured around the South, and he did indeed play a lot of the little joints that he sings about in that song. That's Guitar Man from 1981, and this is KPTZ with Ray Stevens, who has accurately been described as a genius when it comes to music. And just a little message from him to all of those businessmen that are out there trying to climb the corporate ladder. We're talking to you.
Itemize the things you covet as you squander through your life. Bigger cars, bigger houses, term insurance for your wife. Tuesday evenings with your harlot, and on Wednesdays it's your charlatan analyst. He's high up on your list. You've got air-conditioned sinuses and dark, disturbing doubt about religion. And you keep those cards and letters going out while your secretary's tempting you. Your morals are exempting you from guilt and shame. Heaven knows you're not to blame. You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman. What's your plan? Get down to business, Mr. Businessman. If you can before it's too late and you throw your life away. Did you see your children growing up today? And did you hear the music of their laughter as they set about to play? Did you catch the fragrance of those roses in your garden? Did the morning sunlight warm your soul, brighten up your day? Do you qualify to be alive? Or is the limit of your senses so as only to spending counterfeit incentive, wasting precious time and health, placing value on the worthless, disregarding priceless wealth. You can wheel and deal the best of them and steal it from the rest of them. You know the score, their ethics are a bore. 86 proof anesthetic crutches prop you to the top, where the smiles are all synthetic and the ulcers never stop. When they take that final inventory, yours will be the same sad story everywhere. No one will really care. No one more lonely than this rich, important man. Let's have your autograph endorse your epitaph. You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman. What's your plan? Get down to business, Mr. Businessman, if you can. Man, if you can, yeah. Hey, hey, hey,
yeah. Hey there, Mr. Businessman. Time to stop and smell the roses. At least that's the advice given by Ray Stevens with his hit from 1968. And now the class of work songs takes a look at the woman in the workplace. And this particular lady is a secretary who does so much more than she gets credit for. We just know her as the Monday Morning Secretary.
She leaves home at 8, a little bit late, a little bit tired of it all. She unlocks the doors and does so much more than what she gets credit for. She opens the mail, straightens up without fail last Friday evening's mess. She makes brand new coffee, though her head's hurting awfully. By 9, she's looking her best. And Monday comes dawning, the world wakes up yawning, and Friday seems so far away. But they're bright and early Monday morning, Secretary. You sure do look pretty today.
At 10 there's a break she don't always take. just time for a powder and a smoke. A salesman comes in, looks her over in the end, tells her a new dirty joke.
She laughs off his past like she's done in the past. She knows all those lines so well. Then at five she goes home to her cat and two rooms and cries 'cause she's lonely as hell.
And Monday comes dawning, the world wakes up yawning, and Friday seems so far away. But there bright and early Monday morning, secretary, you sure do look pretty today. You sure do look pretty today.
That's a great tribute to that Monday morning secretary from 1973, the Statler Brothers. And now the class of work songs backs up to late 1965 for the Vogues. And oh, that 5 o'clock world. I just can't wait for that whistle to blow.
Hey! Hey! Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock for me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine. Yeah. Holiday. Yeah. Parading my time for the pay I get.
Vogues in that 5 o'clock world. And this is Jerry working for you and bringing in Dolly Parton with a song you cannot overlook when you're doing work songs, 9 to 5.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping, out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
working 9 to 5. Oh, thank you, Dolly. That was a million seller from 1980, and of course a movie, too. Now let's take a look at a different occupation, one that does not have a 9-to-5 routine, but probably is more like an around-the-clock routine. It's that of being a cowboy. It's a legit job, you better believe that. And who can tell you better about that than Marty Robbins? And he wants to be one.
I want a 10-gallon Stetson and a horse that bears my brand. 1,000-headed cattle on a great big piece of land. I want a ranch in Arizona where they never sleep inside. I want to gaze at the moon and stars above. I want to learn to rope and ride. I want two pearl-handled six guns, the kind that really shoot. A saddle trimmed with silver and a pair of yellow boots. I'll have my name carved on my belt. I'll line my saddle seat with felt. I'm gonna be a cowboy, yes sirree. Bears my brand. 1,000-headed cattle on a great big piece of land. I want a ranch in Arizona where they never sleep inside. I want to gaze at the moon and stars above. I want to learn to rope and ride. I want to pearl-handle six guns, the kind that really shoot. Saddle trimmed with silver and a pair of yellow boots. I'll have my name carved on my belt. I'll line my saddle seat with felt. I'm gonna be a cowboy, yes sirree.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the great Marty Robbins, easily one of my all-time top 10 favorite vocalists. And his song is I'm Gonna Be a Cowboy. And you better bet your boots that being a cowboy can be dangerous. But here's another occupation that is definitely one of the most dangerous there is. And a great deal of this line of work is conducted underground. And by that, you probably know we're going to be working in a coal mine.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Yeah, working in a coal mine. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Down,
working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going
down, down, down.
Working in a coal mine, whoop,
That's Lee Dorsey from 1966, working hard in that coal mine. But Mr. Dorsey is not the only one who sang about that kind of work. Back in 1955, Tennessee Ernie Ford had a number one hit, and he also sang of the problems that those guys have who are down there mining 16 tons of number nine coal.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number nine coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
The class of work songs on KPTZ acknowledges that mining is definitely down near the bottom of the list of cushy jobs. But it's probably not the worst. I would have to say being on the chain gang is one really tough gig. And of course, we do have a song about that from the great Sam Cooke out of 1960.
I hear something saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ah, 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 ah.
Well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying,
I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman, whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, whoa, whoa, my work is so hard, oh,
KPTZ, Port Townsend.
Well, I spent the better part of my life on a Mississippi River boat. I used to be known from coast to coast as the slickest gambler afloat. I dealt the cards from Minnesota to the harbor at New Orleans. I made a lot of big money on a riverboat. I looked a lot of pretty riverboat queens. It all. He said I dealt from the bottom of the deck, pulled a shiny knife. Before that gambler lunged at me, my 44 took his life. Riverboat, riverboat, I love your whistles wail. I wish you was back on the riverboat. Tennessee. A gambling man has very few friends. Guess nobody cared for me. So I might be here for a many long years, but if I ever get out, I'm gonna hit straight for that levee and get me a riverboat heading south. Riverboat, riverboat, I love your whistles wail. I wish you was back on the riverboat.
Okay, it's not exactly a cruise ship, but being a gambler on a riverboat could be a job of sorts. And that's Farron Young with that great story. Okay, now we have back-to-back job-related songs. First, from 1957, is the Silhouettes and their doo-wop classic, Get a Job. And then we'll immediately follow that with the answer song provided by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles very early on in their career, where we learned that they went out and got a job, but they're not all that crazy about it.
Sha-na-na-na, 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 sha-na-na-na
the woman smile.
Preaching and a crying.
Just couldn't get hired. Saw a sign in a grocery store. Help is light, and we need some more.
I got a job.
Sha-da-da, sha-da-da.
I got a job.
Get the boxes, take them to the basement, or do the job right, or I'll get a replacement. You get the mop and clean the dirty floor, and when you finish, wash the windows and the doors.
Never, never quit my brand new job.
Working all day and I'm working all night.
Never, never quit my brand new job.
The one and only Smokey Robinson and his Miracles, and I Got a Job. And how about those lyrics? Now, the boss is a slob, and he says, hey, get the boxes, take them to the basement, do the job right, or I'll get a replacement. That's great stuff. Now, I want everybody to get ready to grunt. Yeah, we got to kick this one off with a grunt because that's the way Roy Orbison recorded it, and he is indeed working for the man.
Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of work to do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man. To meet, I'm gonna see you make it on time. Oh, don't relax, I want elbows and backs. I wanna see everybody from behind. Cause you're working for the man. You're working for the man. You gotta make him a hand. You're working for the man. Picking him up and I'm laying him down. I believe he's gonna work me into the ground. I pull to the left, I heave to the right. I ought to kill him, but it wouldn't be right. Cause I'm working for the man. I'm working for the man. I gotta make him a hand. I'm working for the man.
man's daughter sneaks in me water every time her daddy's down the line. She says, meet me tonight, love me right, and everything is gonna be fine. So I sleep all day without much pay. I'm just biding my time, 'cause the company and the daughter, you see, they're both gonna be all mine.
The amazing Roy Orbison from 1962 and Working for the Man. This is an unusual one from Bobby Gentry, a couple of years after her big hit of the Ode to Billy Joe. And this is how she became a working girl and how it qualifies for the class of work songs. Her name is Fancy.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into my satin dancing dress. It was split on the side, clean up to my hips. Well, it was red velvet trim, and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, please. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now, don't let me down. Your mom's gonna help you move uptown.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Mama, Dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck. Can't you kiss my cheek? And I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's run off and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now get on now, girl, you better start moving uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my ma. Then I left that rickety shack, 'cause the welfare people came and took the baby. Mom died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and for me there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
Well, I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done bad.
Yeah, done bad.
Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that would call me bad. And criticize my mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now, 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Uptown. And I guess she did. I
There's Bobby Gentry in Fancy, You Got One Chance and Don't Let Us Down, huh? A little earlier, we had Monday Morning Secretary. Here's another Secretary song. This time, the Secretary's name is Maria, and all she has to do is just take a letter.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Once I roamed to work nights to try to build a good life. All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. Never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria.
His name is R.B. Greaves, and his loyal, devoted secretary is Maria. And she took the letter, all right, from 1969. One of the great genres of work songs would be truck driver's tunes, and probably the godfather of truck driver's songs was this one by Dave Dudley. And he's a pulling out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard, and trying to get back home after 6 days on the road.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not a like of some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make my livings all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is the checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's away behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Dave Dudley rolling on down the interstate after 6 days without a shower, and that's just one of the many reasons to get back home. Now the Class of Work songs digs into another occupation that was extremely popular, at least on TV, especially in the late 50s and early 60s, and that would be a private eye. Everything about that job seemed appealing to Bob Luman, as he's about to tell you.
I've been a-watching lots of TV heroes, and they make me so jealous I could cry. The one that really fills my heart with envy is the guy that they call the Private Eye.
Private Eye!
He rides all over in a sports car, chasing after clues and adventure everywhere. He meets more chickies than a Girl Scout leader, and he makes money like a millionaire. Oh, I wish I was a Private Eye, 'cause all the dollies love a Private Eye. They give the kisses to the Private Eye. When he goes up to their apartment, they're looking for the evidence. It makes me flip when I watch it on the Sunset Strip. He makes a lot of money and he gets a lot of honey. That's why I wanna be a private eye. Last night that I was out on a caper, Kooky Burns went along to help me out. We solved us a mystery in about 10 minutes, had the rest of the night to cruise about. We moseyed around, a fingerprinting everybody, kissing all of the dollies we could find. I sure did hate to hear the alarm clock a ringing, 'cause it meant I had to leave it all behind. Oh, I wish I was a private eye, 'cause all the dollies love a private eye. They give the kisses to the private eye. He gets in a lovin'est predicament, looking for the evidence. I know it's fun, 'cause I've been watching Peter Gunn. He makes a lot of money and he gets a lot of honey. That's why I wanna be a private eye.
Oh, those private eyes, they make a lot of money and they get a lot of honey. And that's Bob Luman, and the Working Songs continues now with a little outdoor activity. And if your line of work is going to be chopping sugar cane, might be better to do it in Hawaii rather than the humid, burning heat in Louisiana by the Untouchables.
So high. Raising sugar cane.
Louisiana sun burning on my head.
Raising sugar cane.
Cut that sugar cane. The boss man said, haven't got a dime and I'm getting no, just to fill the rich man's sugar bowl.
Raising sugar cane,
raising sugar cane. I work like a dog every livelong day, but on Saturday night gonna get my pay. Take my woman now, going to town and dance and forget about
raising sugar cane.
Raising sugar cane, yeah, yeah. Don't you know that my sweet woman makes me feel so good? She's sweeter like a loving woman should. Makes me forget all my aches and pains. Tell I'm in the cane again.
Raising sugar cane.
Yes, I'll spend my life.
Sugar
but I'm better off than a man who steals.
Raising sugar
got my bread
believe the operative words there are so hot. And I have been in Louisiana in the summer, so I can attest to that. This is Jerry Osborne sitting in for Dick Keenan, and the name of the show is Vinyl Dialogues. For our final tune, we're going to spin one that sort of goes hand in hand with the old adage, all work and no play, etc., etc. It's about a man who, now looking back on his life, realizes that he spent too much time going up and he didn't see love coming down. Yeah, two things going in opposite directions there. And that is told with so much feeling from 1976 by Elvis.
I remember how your eyes used to light up over promises that I made. But for the first time in my life, I know now how it feels to be afraid. I don't know what I'd do if you go away. This would sure be one lonely old town for a man so busy going up in the world that he couldn't see love coming down. Love coming down. I remember all the times you told me love's all that mattered to you. Looking back now, wondering how I believed I had things more important to do. I can see how I must have looked at you like some fool on a merry-go-round. Another man so busy going up in the world that he couldn't see love coming down. Love coming down. Can't you see how everything I've learned would just be wasted if you leave me? You'll just give it one more try. I swear I'll always be here when you need. Find it in your heart to forgive me. I've got to keep all my feet on the ground. Forgive a man so busy going up in the world that he couldn't see love coming down. Oh, Lord, love coming down.